The Mishnah says the watchman of the after growths that grow during Shemitah who make sure that there will be barley available for the Yomer are paid with Hegdash funds. Rami Bar Chama and Esrav Chista, Braisa, learns from a pasuk that Shemitah produce may only be eaten, not burned. If so, how can Shemitah produce be used for the Yomer where the Kemitah of the Yomer will be burned? Chista said, the Torah says that the Yomer must be brought in all generations, the Dorei Seichem. So how can you suggest that it should not be brought during Shemitah? Rami said, I didn't say that they shouldn't bring the Yomer. I'm asking that maybe they should instead use barley from the previous year's crop. Rav Chista said, the pasuk says caramel, fresh kernels. So we can't use the previous year's barley. Rami said, we can fulfill this by using barley that was harvested when they were fresh kernels. Rav Chista said, the pasuk says caramel takriv, which teaches that they have to be fresh when they're offered, which means that the new crop must be used. Rabbi Yechanan said the source that one must use the new crop is the pasuk of Carmel Takru. Blood says the pasuk of Reishis Ketzircham. Rabbi asked, the Braisa says, Rabbi Akiva says it must be that the Omer is brought from barley because the pasuk refers to Shtei Alechem as being the first offering. And if the Omer is brought from wheat, the Shtei Alechem, which is brought from wheat, would not be the first wheat offering. We see that the Shtei Alechem must be brought from the new crop, and similarly the Omer would have to be brought from the new crop because a similar word is used to describe the Omer in the pasuk. Now this reason corresponds with Rabbi Lazar's reason. It's different than Rabbi Yechanan's reason. But it says it's a yufta of Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah says that Bikur may only be brought from the Shivas Haminim, and they may not be brought from dates of the mountains or from the produce of the valleys because they're inferior quality. Ula said, if one brought Bikurim from other than the Shivas Haminim or from these inferior dates and produce, they do not even become Kaddish. Effect more like this. Rabbi repeated this ruling to Ula. Rabbi Achor bar Abba asked, the Braisa gives the sources for the halacha that Bikur may not be brought from the Shtei Alechem before the Shtei Alechem is offered, and even brings a source that the Shtei Alechem must be offered before the Bikurim that are grown in atypical places, just like on a roof or in a ruin or in a flower pot or on a boat. So we see that produce grown in these places would have the status of Bikurim, and it would therefore seem to reason that the dates of the mountains and the crops of the valleys would have the status of Bikurim as well. As more, that part of the rice is referring to grains that grow in these places. That means to say that they should not be used for a mincha before the Shei Lechem are brought. However, Bikurim could not be brought from Shivas Haminim that grew in these places. Rav Adabar Hava is, the Braisa there quotes the pasuk that ends off with kol tohar bebei secho yechlenu, which means that anyone in the Kohen's household may eat them. This can't be referring to a mincha like we said before, because only the male kahana may eat a mincha. Rav Sharshia said, although the beginning of that pasuk refers to mincha, the end of the pasuk refers to bikurim, which may even be eaten by the woman in the Kohen's household. Second, as Ravashi said, the entire pasuk refers to menachas, but the end of the pasuk refers to the toida breads, which is a type of mincha, which may be eaten by women as well. Zakhtmar, the ruling of Ula is actually the subject of machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says that if someone brought bikurim from the inferior produce, it does not become kaddish. And Rish Lakish said, it does become kaddish because it's like a lean animal offered as a carbon. Rish Lakish explained his reason, but what is Rabbi Yochanan's reason? And Rabbi Yochanan said, I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream last night, so I know that I'm going to say something good. And because the pasuk says, may Rishis from the first, but not all of the first, and may Arzacha from your land, but not all places in your land. Rish Lakish uses may Arzacha to create a Gzeir Shava on Eretz that teaches that Bikurim is only brought from the Shivas Haminim. Rabbi Yochanan also uses Gzeir Shava, but says that the may can be used for the other drasha. Rish Lakish does not darshan the may part of the word. One Braisa says that if Bikurim are brought from produce that grew on a roof, in a ruin, in a flower pot, or on a boat, the person does read the parasha of Bikurim when he brings it. Another Braisa says that he does not. Now, according to Rish Lakish, we can explain the Braisa as the first Braisa referring to the roof of a cave, which is considered to be like regular land, and therefore he reads it. The second Braisa referring to the roof of a house. The first Braisa referring to the cultivated ruin. The second Braisa referring to an uncultivated ruin. The first Braisa referring to a flower pot with a hole. The second Braisa referring to a flower pot without a hole. The first Braisa referring to an earthenware boat. The second Braisa referring to a wooden boat. However, how can we explain the Braisa according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that we don't even bring Bikurim that grew in these places altogether? And tomorrow he holds like the Tana of another Braisa who says that we don't even bring Bikurim from produce that grew in these places. Mishnah then said, V'kulam einam bois ela minamuvcha v'chulu. The Gemara tells how the magicians in Mitzrayim scorned Moshe for doing his miracles, saying that Mitzrayim is full of kishuf. They told him, are you bringing straw to Aphorayim? So we see that Aphorayim was a place of abundant grain and straw.